So now, I don't throw gum anywhere, okay? I don't let people around me even throw gum.
You see, this is it. This is, thank you.
And no longer do I ever step in gum, run over gum on my bicycle. Something's up, you know.
Yeah, something's up. Your understanding is up. That's what is up. And it's beautifully up. I told you I have so much, thing for you. The thing is that you demonstrated with your gum what I was struggling to tell. That's it. This is what happens. So when we behold no impurity, our world cannot behold impurity. How do we not behold impurity? By not going with the mind that dwells in duality. Oh, it's a poetry right now. I don't know what I said, but it rhymed. So, the Christ mind, the Buddha mind, and a robot mind is only one difference. One beholding two, one beholding one. That's it. And the truth is one, why not behold it? How do we help it? Thoughts, words, and deeds has to support this. We cannot be a hypocrite if we want to walk the walk.
It comes right back.
Yes. You see, chewing gum, even on his bicycle, they have to walk the walk. And so what is this gathering? It's an IV. What do I mean by IV? It's in our vein. Constantly the truth is going in and expanding our consciousness. It really is. Because, as I said before, Greg, you close your eyes, you won't see. You open it a crack, you see a crack. You open it 20%, you see 20%. 30%, 30%. 40%. You're wide open, you see wide open. Until the eyes is wide open, I mean the inner eye, the IV has to not come out of the vein. How do we know the IV is out? The dualities no longer exist. And then we are a light unto ourselves. And what happens to our world? Our world follows. The tree, you see a tree. You sit under the shade of a tree. If you look at the shade long enough, and study every leaf that the tree has, you will believe that's the tree. That even though you have given your back to the real tree. This is what has happened to the robot. Concentrated on the tree, the shadow of the tree, now we think we are the shadow, we are not. The shadow is at the mercy of the light and the tree. It just goes around. Those people that needed it to take off their luggage before they came in, they took off their shoes. Thank you. I know Richard needed it today for our Simon Lens Crafter.
How do you deal with people, say, if you see the truth, your truth, how do you deal with people and telling your truth? Or how do you deal with them and just telling them that? Or do you deal with them in a caring, loving way? Or
it's you stay as you are, but let your work not be seen. You stay as you are. You stay as natural as you are. I have friends that they are not interested on this path. I talk to them about fashion. I can talk to them for three nights and day about fashion. But the reason I can do that is because I know I'm playing a game. And I play darn good game. Now.
You blend in everywhere.
Yeah.
As I've seen you at parties and things.
Yeah, I become camouflaged. Now,
but
I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Caring is, Marta, even if I put, you're caring for the person that is complaining about their life and their illness, be alert within yourself what the truth is. They don't need to know. You do. So giving them care, letting them know, you don't have to suited to your size yet. You will. Just don't try too hard either way. Stay with your natural self. You feel loving, you love. You don't feel loving, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people, if you put a little caring or a little, you know, something.
They just come on top of your shoulder.
Well, or they respond sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, well, you need to change.
Yeah.
Or something,
yeah.
You know. If you just say something. Yeah, that.
Yeah, she's. No, I'm fine.
And so it's.
The thing is that, like I was saying, we want to hear her.
She comes through good all the time.
Okay. As I was saying to you, your concern has to be to serve that master. And the reason people respond to your kindness more than they did before, because your consciousness beholds that type of people. They are the same people as your old consciousness, but they are responding to this change. Your world is not outside of you. Our world is not outside of us. The people that constantly blaming this way, they never ever have a purity of consciousness because they still think that there is something out there that screwed them.
So that's what essentially they create.
Why?
Because you never stop creating the world that you want to exist.
Yes.
So as you deal with them, you create your world. It's still your world.
Yes.
You continue to create it. You wouldn't want anyone to be rude to you in your world, so you're not rude.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And now, in our world, which is above good and bad, what is happening here is that when we are one-pointed in a state of our own truth, we already are in one, and our world is translated to one. In that world, there is no discord, disease, or disharmony, because it takes two to tango for them. It needs for you to be somebody and something to happen to you. The less you become somebody, and you know something, the less you're subject of good and bad. Yes, is the law of what you put out is what you receive, but we're taking it even higher. It's the law of do unto others what you don't want them to do unto you. Why? Because your consciousness reflects your world. It's a very, very important thing, like Gwendol was saying, to dwell on. Your consciousness is the mirror of your world. So do unto others what you don't want them to do unto you. There is no two people. It's like you hitting yourself. Beholding in animosity and stuff.
I see one monster when it comes to dealing with that, and that's like the circumstances of depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you depress, you can't see all that.
Yes, this is why we do prevention, Wendell. The prevention is that we take the mask out of the mind, and then it cannot make us depressed. Depressed, believe it or not, is having read a lot of drama from not only this life, but the lives before, and it's just accumulated mm-hmm. and made our mind weak and subject to the starvation. And so your prevention, the less you go with the mind and the more you stay your ground, this tendency is not there, because you have strengthened yourself and the memories fading away. Even the memories that you are not aware of it, still the emotion in it lingers on. Not only that, after we leave this body, which I rarely talk about after here, the only thing you carry is, again, the expression of the mind. So when you have stopped the mind here, you have stopped it there. It's continued the state of being.
Well, see, I've overcome depression like at least four times in my existence this life. Mm. But the way that I overcome it is with real reality. And that is, what do you want? Then let's just be what we want.
Yes. What do you want? I would translate to, what am I?
Mm-hmm.
This would be a translation that I would do with your success and struggle. And this is exactly what you're doing. The end of drama is by waking up. And to the extent that you are waking up from this deep sleep, and at times this nightmare, the less the dream affects you. At least if you get to the point that even when you are in the dream and it's not pleasant, you know you're dreaming, and it helps you not get too involved and too biting to it.
Well, you know, I'm to the point now where I kind of enjoy it. Because,
yes.
Yeah, because I see the consequences of fear.
Mm-hmm.
I see that it was created by it. Mm-hmm. And then I say, no, it's not how to do it. What to do is logical. What's going to happen? You can figure it out. And then say, okay, I don't want that to happen. I want it to go this way.
Yes, this is most of us that are sitting here. We come from background of either fear or anxiety or drama. But the thing is that when you, again, you filled yourself, you wouldn't talk like this had it not been for your consciousness having shifted. You would not even embrace the dream as open-heartedly as you do. The reason for that, where do you get your courage, is the confidence. Confidence on what? In that expansion of consciousness.
Is the truth. I love this truth.
Mm-hmm.
The good and the bad.
Yes, and the ugly.
And the ugly. Because I'm still here.
Yes, and, you're still here.
Yeah, and how well I do don't depend on property. It just depends on what's in my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm thinking.
Yes. Anybody else? Adele, how are you doing?
This is just, it's like all knowing, and now it's being verbalized.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I see it in your eyes. That's why I asked you. It's really good to recognize the truth. Something I realized a few days ago, I laughed so hard I was just dying. Do you know how hard it is to make people believe you when you're telling the truth? It is pathetic. I constantly feel I am telling the truth, and I see people looking at me. And unfortunately, I can, their insight is clear to me. So they don't have to say, I look and say, oh, Jesus.